when the administration decided that they might close two prisons across the Commonwealth, we felt it was best, the Judiciary Committee, which I'm part of, and also the policy, which I'm the chair of, thought a hearing would be well, bringing in all partners, the correction officers, the administration, people that would be affected, senators in their areas where prisons are going to close, and just ask the simple questions, which prison should close? Why should they close if they need to be closed? And what we're finding out is that our prison population is down here in the Commonwealth. A recidivism rate is down. So when you're looking at costs, do you cut across the board maybe with all the prisons in our community, or do you shut down one or two facilities that are losing money? Like greatly, the increased costs associated with some facilities is more than others. And so we're trying to get a fact-based decision here on what's the right thing to do. When you have a decline in prison population, the Secretary of Corrections, Mr. Wetzel, said that he believes that our prison population will continue to decrease because of not these mandatory minimums that we're doing with drug offenses anymore, that the trend is not to have that many individuals in prison and incarcerated, which is a good thing, right? So we want to be able to reward that kind of behavior, maybe think of alternatives to prison for the population out there that might commit a crime, but they're not a serious threat to any person. You know, there's a lot of nonviolent offenders in our state prisons, and since that is getting greatly reduced, what do you do then with some of these facilities when they have so many beds and you're not filling them? So the proper discussion to have is, should we close prisons, which prisons, and then do it on a factual basis and where it makes more sense. And that's what this hearing is doing today. So I do commend the administration when you're talking about not increasing taxes in this fiscal year and you have to cut costs. Where do you cut costs? And it makes sense to look at this area, corrections, because they are losing population.